Our scripture this morning comes from Matthew's Gospel as we're continuing on in the lectionary with the Gospel lesson today. From the 13th chapter, beginning with verse 24 through 30 and then verses 36 through 43. The parable of the weeds among the wheat. And he put before them another parable. And he said, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then he went away. So when the plant came up and bore grain, then the wheat appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and they said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seeds in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?' And he answered, 'An enemy has done this.' The slaves said unto him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he replied, 'No. For in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers to collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned. But gather the wheat into my barn.'" And then over in verse 36 through 43, the parable is explained. "Then he left the crowds and he went into the house, and his disciples approached him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.' And he answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is his world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is in the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. So just as the weeds are collected and burned up in the fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God.